Order, what's happening? This is the Maniacal Menace Councilman speaking from the future about the past and the present. Like, share, tell somebody about me. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Get the word out there. If you enjoy it, holla at me. Doesn't matter. Does it really? I don't know. Live your life. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram or ManiacalMenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Back once again to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. What's happening, what's happening, what's happening, folk? What's happening, people? How y'all doing? Oh, man. It has been a crazy one. This 2020 is something else. Clarity, huh? That's what we're supposed to be seeing. This is not clarity. This is far from seeing fucking the golden future. This is some terrible shit we living through at this moment. At this moment in time, Lord have mercy. Jesus help us all. That's all you can say. That's all you can say. Some grandma shit. Jesus help us all. Man, what is going on? Way too much. Way too much. You know? But nigga is still surviving. We still out here trying to do our best. Out here chasing the dream still. We still out here doing it. You saying your affirmations? Have you been making affirmations? It doesn't matter. I don't care. I mean, I do. Shout out to the folks in Switzerland. I see y'all. I got people listening from all over. That's cool. That's cool. I appreciate that. It's another spot that they're listening to from as well. But yeah, there's some... Yeah. It's been nice though. It's been nice though, motherfucker. Hey, I know it's bad. I know things are bad. I actually came on here to talk to y'all about some certain shit anyway. But I know things are fucking terrible. But oh man, a nigga has bounced back like it ain't nothing, nigga. Like the walls was rubber, and then yeah, as soon as I hit rock bottom. Bitch, I just bounce right back up. I love it. I love it how this happens. I love, nigga, I just stay prayed up. I did pray. I pray often, but, you know, I also just stayed faithful into the universe and stayed positive with it. So, you know, updates, I guess, fucking, nigga, lost a whole tooth. Yeah, that bit gone, but, I got a bag and fixed my teeth. I hope you niggas know it ain't cheap. Whatever. I did though, nigga. I was like, fuck this. It's been a minute since I've been to the dentist. Since high school. It might be later than that, but still, nigga. I went to the dentist and I was like, nigga, this periodontal disease, basically, is why I lost the front tooth. Basically, it just deteriorated the bone. Fucking all the gum and shit was all in it. Yeah. And now I'm a gap tooth ass nigga. And I'm proud. I'm proud of it. Not really. I'm getting it fixed. I'm getting a little flipper tooth. Nigga, I ain't had no insurance, but apparently this pandemic been good to a nigga. Been making a nigga real wealthy. And so now I'm trying to do big things. I have it, so I give. And I also made sure I cleared up everything on my side too, cause y'all know a nigga wasn't. Did you see how this shit work? If you listen back, nigga, I was in some terrible shit. I was in some deep down, oh, nigga, I'm hurting type shit. Now, you know, I don't mind that I'm missing the tooth. Nigga, I was able to pay off all my debts, nigga, all of them, except for that one little car loan that I still got, that shit, because I co-signed with it. Don't ever co-sign. Don't ever co-sign for somebody. Unless you know that that nigga good or something like that, man. Because co-sign will fuck up your credit. And that's what you need. You need credit. That's weird that you need something that's so imaginative. Like, you just something that you thought of, but I needed to get better things in life. It's so, I fucking hate it. Fucking hate it. Pops always told me never to get a credit card. Never do it. Don't even work on your credit as a child. You don't need to because you're not responsible enough, which was probably a good thing because I probably wouldn't be responsible as a younger person, as a young age with a credit card. But nowadays, nigga, I need one. I need to go ahead and build that credit somehow. But other than that, nigga, everything is, nigga, all of, nigga, remember the payday loans? Remember I was down 6 payday loans, nigga. Says I had 6 payday loans out at one point in time, nigga, gone, paid for, that's done with. Also, nigga was working back again, back out here in Texas, got a jizzob, got a nice job, doing a little electrical, back to the electrical again, just cause this is where the money is at, because since this pandemic has happened. No, this will be future references to everybody, but the pandemic happened and shut shit down. And basically, when it shut shit down, that means you can't really come in contact with people, so you can't really work. And so motherfuckers was out of work for a while. But apparently, they gave us a stimulus check on top of that, $1,200. And then, if you can collect unemployment, they gave you a $600 on top of that unemployment. And my unemployment came from L.A. because I finally got my L.A. unemployment from when I got laid off from the first time. From why this is the reason why I'm in Texas now, because everything went to shit. And I was like, fuck that, I don't need to be here. So, boom, I'm collecting L.A. unemployment, which is higher than New Orleans, but not higher than Texas, apparently. And boom, they put $600 on top of that. So you get that every week. And then just imagine, you know, that's how much a motherfucker's making on unemployment. It's like, wow, it feels like a steal, but this is what they're helping. And then on top of that, it's just so much is going on. And I'm happy that I'm able to still be smiley faced and still succeed. Because, oh my God, it got treacherous for a bit. It did, and this tooth process costs so much goddamn money, because I ain't got insurance, but I was like, fuck it needs to happen at some point in time. I'm tired of fucking diddling with a goddamn loose tooth in my face. It felt weird, felt like if I eat corn the wrong way, I'd lose it, or I honestly thought I would go to sleep and wake up and I'd have swallowed it, and, you know, I dreamt about that a couple of times, and I don't want that to happen. I want the tooth. I still have the tooth. I actually kept the tooth after they took the tooth out, so, you know, that's pretty cool as shit. That's the most expensive tooth that I put under my pillow right there, the tooth fairy. Yeah, I jacked the tooth fairy for that goddamn tooth. You can't take that tooth. You can just look at it. It's not your tooth fairy. This is going to be mine. I'm just going to use it to bait you in and catch you. 35 years old, losing teeth. God damn it. But that's life, man. You know. Still on and kicking. Now it's a good place to hide the coke whenever I go to parties. I don't do coke. But if I did, pop it right there in the cavity. Got me a little 2 or 3 key bumps in there saved away. I don't know how you'd measure off coke, but put it in the cavity of the tooth. Yeah. This is, I don't know. It was getting better. Then shit started to spike because, if y'all know, cops is killing niggas. Cops been killing niggas. We try to tell y'all. We've been trying to tell y'all. I call it the Michigan J Frog. You know, we've been trying to show y'all that this frog was singing, but y'all didn't want to believe us. And now a motherfucker got this frog on tape singing, and now y'all finally believing, nigga. This is what we've been saying. We've been saying this shit. Look at this goddamn frog. Michigan J been singing. They been beating us like this. The fuck is you talking about? hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Pop, pop, pop. Shut up, nigga. It's like, what? It's wild out here, man. It's wild out here for a black man. And, oh, yeah, my last, that went well. It went real well. I didn't get to reach Oprah, but we're still trying. We're gonna get there somehow. Somehow we're gonna go ahead and get to see Oprah. So, you know, stay tuned for that. We'll see how long this memorabilia podcast or this documentation, this documentary podcast works. You see, I guess that's what you would call this. Who cares? I like to tell stories, and I have a few questions. I have some questions, and I have stories behind them. So sit back, buckle up, and enjoy. This is probably some things that you probably think about, but you know, I mean, this is some shit that I think about. Especially now, I've been listening to the Honeydew, man, Ryan Sickler. Go ahead and check that out. Also, check out the other podcasts that are out there. Because podcasts are nice to listen to, especially when you do it. Ooh, nigga, they got a nigga working 10. They got a nigga working 4 at the new job. Get it out of there, Kyle. Okay. At this new electrical job that I'm doing, they got a motherfucker working 56 hours a week. Okay. That's four. We doing 4 10s and 2 8s. All right. That means 4 10 hour days and then 2 8 hour days. All right. So that's Monday through Friday plus a Saturday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're working 10 hours. And then Friday and Saturday, we're working 8 hours off on Sunday just to get your rest. And that's supposed to be the Lord's day. But the Sabbath is a Saturday. Sabido, Saturday. Anyway, you're supposed to be really off on Saturday. But you get it. Nigga, motherfucker getting them hours in. And I hope this fucking spike don't fuck things up. Because I like this job, and they like me. Then I'm out there, I get to do what I want, listen to my podcast, as I also work with my hands, because I'm good with my hands, real good with my hands. And I'm having fun out there, just staying safe. It's weird, because we got to stay masked up. You got to stay masked. You know, I really envy those motherfuckers, those goddamn millennials that was out there with masks already. It's like, why you got a mask on? Like, what the fuck is you wearing this mask for? Ain't nobody out here got SARS or nothing like that. Like, what's going on? And now we have to wear these dumbass masks that they was wearing. God damn it. It's like they knew something. It's like they knew something. But they didn't. They didn't. They was just being millennials. It's fucking wild, but this is probably something that they should think about, because this is probably right around their age of they just recognize or just notice what they've done or what they've been doing. I'm all over the place. But questions. Like, questions that I think about now that have been brought up to me. Well, that have been brought up as I've just been, like, listening to shit lately. And since I'm 35, you know, I've had some years. Hey, look, my name's on TV. I've had some years to actually contemplate on when these things did occur and what did I think about and what happened when they did occur. If somebody were to ask me this. You know, and also, since I've played this game, I have a bit about it now called So. It's really white. It's like, so, and then it would ask you a really white person question, and it is the dumbest game ever. It's just dumb shit, and it's basically just to get you and your old lady to start fighting, wind up choking her or some shit like that. They have a card that tells you to choke them. It's weird. It's like, so, and yeah, it's so dumb, but... they would ask random ass questions like, when the first time you found out how old were you when you first felt aroused, you know, some shit like that. And you would say, so how old were you that, you know, just like a valley white girl. Terrible game, but it gets you to thinking. Because you are, if you are older, depending on how old you are now, I've had some years. When's the first time you lost your virginity? I believe I was 15. 15 was the first time I lost my virginity. And was it? Yeah. 15 was the first time I lost my. See, that's the shit that makes you think. It makes you ponder about it. It's like, damn it, why don't I remember? It's the shit that happened to me. But how vague is it in your mind? Is it that so much puss has came by that you can't even remember the shit no more? No. That the first time is usually the first time, and that's one that you don't normally forget. But I do remember my first time of breaking my virginity. I didn't come. I did not come, and I decided to eat vagina for the first time. I was gonna eat pussy. I was like, since this is my first time, I've seen this is what people do. So let me taste the pussy. I had no experience skills on eating pussy at all. I just stuck my tongue out and licked it with the tip like it was a 9-volt battery or some shit. And but funny thing, I lost my virginity on the whim, because chick came over and she actually had a boyfriend, and I guess this sets me up for like the rest of my life because I'm a homewrecker. I don't mean to be a homewrecker, but homes do get I have wrecked a few homes, and I am sorry for that. I give out good dick and I can't, and I refuse to send out mediocre dick. So, just the whole package, like just fucking Munchtown and everything, and so like, yeah, and like the first time, it went down. She had a boyfriend, and she was on the phone with her boyfriend, and we were just friends, and her boyfriend was really jealous. And this is probably something I would now in my days I would never do, but he was like, "Oh, since he's all yada yada yada, why don't you just fuck him then?" And I was like, "Whoa, why would you just offer your old lady up like that? Don't even if you just playing, don't say these things." And she was like, "Okay," and I was like, "What? This is about to happen?" It for real went down. And I was like, oh, this is something else. Oh, all right. And it was something else because he actually stayed on the phone for a minute. And that's one of my nightmares. I don't think I would ever want to listen to my old lady get smashed by another nigga on the phone. That's something that I'd wake up to and probably think about suicide right afterwards. Just because it's a terrible feeling to feel. Right? That, just think about it. Just think about it. It's a terrible way to go. Or to see, yeah. Yeah, let's not go down a rabbit hole on that, because I can get pretty deep when it comes to thoughts like that. For some reason, I don't know why. I probably need to see a therapist about it, but, I'm not giving a fuck about it right now. But, yeah. And eventually he hung up, and then we continued on from there. But, yeah, first time I ever had sex, my first time that I broke my virginity, it lasted a while and I did not come. And then the person said they stomach hurt after that. And I was like, oh man, I didn't come, so I hope I didn't get you pregnant. I don't know how that works. I'm not sure. I'm oblivious to this game. But wasn't oblivious to how cum works. I knew how cum works. It just didn't work the first time I got vagina, the first time I lost my virginity. But there's also one thing that I was, the questions that I was thinking about. Man or woman, do you remember the first time you came? First time you ever come to, the first time I ever even knew what cum was. All right, this is how I found out what cum was. All right, and cum's a fun word to say. I like to spell it out. I used to write motherfuckers with that word, well, women. I used to write women whenever I would talk to ladies or chicks or anything like that. So when am I gonna get to come over and NBCUM? Just so disgusting and chode like. It's like, you're a fucking douche for doing shit like that. But, that's, I would do, I don't do that shit anymore. But, You understand my meaning. Let's get disgusting. And, yeah, first time I ever seen cum, like, actually was like, what the fuck is going on? We had a porno watch party. My brother we stayed on Shannon Drive. And next door neighbor, my homie Garrett, he came over. And I think it was O'Keefe from down the street. And my brother, and they had this VHS porn, and it was this white man, in a wheelchair, and apparently his dick didn't work, so the nurse came over and gave him a shot in his dick, and then his dick started working after that. And something about kangaroos, Australia, tight denim jeans, and then a man coming. But I'm like 11, I think I'm like 11, maybe even younger than that. I might be like 9 to 11, and then no, I'm probably like 11. I would say I'm 11 years old watching a milky sun. And so, okay, so the thing is, first time I seen it, all right, I was watching porn, and I was like, hey, I have on tight denim jeans. And I was like, this is erotic, and I like it. And I remember laying on the floor on my back, and I remember getting a stiffy. Not a whole one, but a stiffy. And I'm like, whoa, I know my meat's getting hard, but, you know, I don't know what to do about it. At that time, I had no idea. I was just like, all right, I've had this feeling before. Let it happen. It'll go away. I just hope nobody sees it, because I know this is embarrassing. And I didn't care at the moment. So I just laid there, and I watched. And as the dude came, I was like, I asked my brother. I was like, what is that milky substance coming out of the man's penis? Right there out of the tip. What is that little white stuff? And he was like, it's milk. And I was like, that's not milk. Milk don't look like that. I know what milk is. That's not milk. He was like, and I think that's when he told me, it's cum. I think he just said, it's cum. It's cum. He didn't explain anything after that. He was just like, it's cum, nigga. That's what it is. And I was like, thank you, big brother. Now I know. And nothing dawned on me from there. I was 11. I was like, okay, my big brother said that's cum. So whenever I know white substance comes out your penis, boom, cum. I get it. And that was the first time I actually realized what cum was. I didn't know I could do that. I couldn't do it at the time. And I never did try until now. This is the first time I actually came. You remember the first time you came ever? You know, I think I was 13 or 14, first time I came. And it was wild, because I didn't know it could happen. I've learned about it before, but I didn't know how it happened, and I was like, no, whatever, I'm not about to. I didn't know the process. What happened for me, I think I was pretty sure 13 or 14. What happened for me is I went to a private school. Y'all probably know about this. I went to Believer's Life Christian Academy, where we had a six inch rule. We had to stay 6 inches away from the women, from the girls there, because it was a private Christian academy. So we basically had to, you know, abide by Jesus's rules or some shit like that. I hated it. We didn't care. But I had a girlfriend, and she is a dyke. She's a full blown dyke. But, you know, she was hot back then. She could play basketball. She beat me in basketball. She'd cross you. She'd cross you the fuck up. She would. She'd Iverson J that shit in your eye. All that. I don't know much about basketball and all that, but I do know a few people. Fucking High Sauce. High Sauce. The Professor. And one characters. But anyway. Yeah. And I remember we used to practice kissing, nigga. She was the first person I started really French kissing. Like, the first person I kissed. And we used to practice kissing. And then, like, since we were, like, a real good couple that the people, you know, everybody knew about. It's like, oh, they going against Hitler rules, yada, yada, shit like that. We was going to get gassed if they found out that we fucking kissing and shit. But, you know. That's how strict the rules was. So, nigga, we used to go places and hide and kiss and shit. And then we came out in front of the class. We were like, look, this is how you kiss. And we kiss in front of the class and show people. Seventh grade. It's my second time in seventh grade. So, yeah. So, however old that is, 14, 15, I'm not really sure. But around that age. And yeah, it was so crazy, cause she taught me some shit. Like, she was the one that actually, it's like, this is how you're supposed to French kiss. And I was like, oh, okay, I got it now. This is cool. I like this, and we used to just do it a lot. And she was like, you know, if you play with your dick, white stuff comes out. I was like, what? The fuck out of here. I don't know what you're talking about. And then she was like, yeah, you know, if you keep playing with it long enough, white stuff's gonna come out. And I was like, what? Like, is that supposed to be cum? She was like, yeah. And I was like, nah, I don't know. How do you know about this? It was like, I've seen this before, but I didn't know that's how it happened. She was like, yeah, just, you know, when you're laying down on your back, just, you know, tug on it a little bit. You know how when you get excited and all that, and it gets all stiff? And I was like, yeah. She was like, just tug on it. And I was like, whatever. What else is new? You got some new Jordans? I don't know what you're talking about, girl. And, you know, it had me curious that night. And I think she also asked me how big my dick was. That was always a thing. I would always get a ruler and measure. And I was like, this is a pretty nice size. I guess this is decent. I don't know. But I always measure from the furthest point back. As far as I can get, I'd stuff it all the way back till I could touch the bone under my anus. Yeah, bitch, I'm about to lie my ass off, because I don't know what numbers you know, and I don't know if you stay on a ruler long enough to just assume how long is what when I give you a number. That's ridiculous. But I was curious, and so I was like, how does she know? She don't know. And I remember I laid in a bunk bed on a top bunk. I was on a top bunk looking at the popcorn ceiling. And I was just like, huh. Thinking about Casper and Bigfoot because they were my imaginary friends. Yeah. I needed imaginary friends because I was lonely and punished a lot. So I had to fight the monster in the closet somehow. And they gave me the courage. Still don't sleep with the monsters with the closet door open, but I beat that bitch up. No more monsters in the closet. For now. So I started pulling on my dick, you know. I didn't really know what to do. And eventually it got stiff. And I was like, okay. Well, this is something. And the first time you ever come as an adolescent or whatever age you might be, eventually your body will make you come yourself. You ain't gonna know what's going on. Like, you'll have a wet dream. It's not gonna let you build all that come up for the years. So, but when you find out for yourself, it is a wild sensation. As a child, not knowing what is going on with your body. Man, to figure that shit out, to find that shit out, oh man, it is a joy. It is a joy. It's just a whole warming sensation that comes over your body, like a chilling icy hot, but more warm than chill, and just, oh, I had no idea what was happening to me. I was like, this feels amazing. It feels like a mother's blanket. Ah, yeah. Or a fresh comforter out the dryer. Boom, I feel swaddled right now. Like, the first time you came, like, the first time I came, I was like, wow. I feel like a volcano about to erupt from the inside. And I had no idea the mess that was how I was about to encounter. Oh, man. Like, as the fourth, however long, it doesn't matter. Yeah. No idea. I mean, she said something was going to happen, but I wasn't prepared for the actual mess that would happen. I didn't really believe her in the beginning. I was like, you don't even have one. How do you know? How you know? You ain't got no dick. I got a dick. This is my dick. How you know what my dick gonna do? You don't know. You don't know. You ain't even got one. And, like, she was so right. She was so correct. And I splooged everywhere. Oh, I made so much of a mess. I was so worried because I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. I had to turn on a light and shit. And I had just a puddle of ooze. All I was like, oh my God. Oh. Wow. And from then on, it was just me and that little guy. I was like, let's do this again. Let's clean this up first. We're going to make sure we have proper cleanup wear. And that's when you get creative and innovative. And me being a punished child a lot, I was very innovative when it came to making prison like pussies. It was very fun to do. Very fun. Just to come up with an innovative way to probably makeshift craft something to stick my dick inside of. So I don't have to use my hands, kind of? Huh. Never had pussy yet. Didn't get pussy yet. Pussy wouldn't come till two or three years later, depending on what age I really was. I didn't get pussy till 15. And after that, once the pussy came, once the pussy opened up the doors, it was on after that. It was just so much sexcapades that started. I remember getting a fucking, like, just one after the other. Just other people would start. I didn't know why it would happen that way. It was very strange how, like, it seemed like I got a pheromone. I mean, they say that you give off pheromones once you get in a relationship or once you start fucking somebody or some shit like that. We give off certain type of pheromones, like ants. Like, ants give off a pheromone to understand where the trail is going, to understand what's going. And yeah, we're animalistic. After I fucking lost my virginity, just pussy just started coming. I remember in the back seat of my next door neighbor when I used to stay in the subdivision. My next door neighbor, I used to do party times and singing telegrams with her. Basically, I would dress up like Barney or, you know, Baby Bop or something like that, or a Pikachu or clown at some point in time. And, you know, I would entertain little kids and shit. And she also had the singing telegrams portion where her daughter would go ahead and sing a telegram and bring balloons or some type of card to some people as a service. And that's what they would do. That was her thing. She was my next door neighbor was the clown, and somebody would be in the suit dancing around. People would call for parties and such, and she would throw parties. Never drink after the clown. Don't ever drink after the clown. I'll explain that some other time. But still, yeah. I remember one time they were always just trying to help black people for some reason. That because they were good people. They always had adopted some kids and shit, and they had these chicks. These girls that were my age that they used to take care of, they used to watch. I guess they were orphans or something. I'm not really sure. It was a gang of them. And they had no manners. They were very grateful. They were very grateful, but I mean, they were just still some loose little nigga kids, basically. And you know, they had two chicks that were my age, and I remember one time riding in the back of the car, going to go do a silly telegram, a singing telegram. Motherfucker dressed up. My next door neighbor's daughter is dressed up as Elvis to deliver this singing telegram, and one of the girls is in the car, and I'm in the back seat just waiting, and I receive apparently, because it was just fuck fest after that. I receive what I have to say, the first ever in my life worst hand jobs ever. Just the driest of the rub and tugs. It just, I didn't appreciate it at all. I was like, I don't even know if you know how to do this. Like, I'm pretty sure I could do better at this moment, and I don't even do it that much. Like, I just found out. So, like, I know this is what you're supposed to do, but this is not how you should do it. Like, I'm hurting at this moment, and, you know, but I was like, fuck that, a hand job is a hand job. So I still took it like a man, because I didn't know. I was like, I'm pretty sure this is normal, I guess. This is just a way that somebody would give me. It's not me doing it, this is her. So I guess I can go with it. I mean, what am I supposed to teach her? I just started as well. So kudos, but you know, she did give me a hand job. And that was cool. I remember the first time one of them actually decided to. Was that the first time? It was weird, cause it was two of them, and I think they were sisters or something like that. I didn't care. They had donkey booties, and I was prepared for that. I liked ass. I always liked an ass, so I was with it. I think the first one I smashed in the pool. Smashed is such a weird word to say nowadays. I guess, I don't know, smashed is still cool for me. I prefer to say smashed. One of them, we smashed in the pool, and it was strange, cause we in the pool, and I'm just like, I don't think I wanted to do it. It was because I can't remember now. It happened. Huh. Because I smashed the sister first. Okay. I smashed her first. We smashed first. Put it that way. We smashed. That sounds better when I say it. I say I smashed. We smashed first. And I think that was over at a sleepover or something like that. I think I slept over to go work on a. I used to do a whole bunch of stuff on my next door neighbor, and Miss Priscilla. I could have been said her name, but I didn't know if I wanted to say it or not. Yeah, Miss Priscilla. I used to always do work for her and stuff. I used to always do knick-knack jobs for her. She always wanted to just help out. Help out your neighbor niggerly kid. Your neighbor nigga kid. It's whatever. I'm just trying to be irrational. But still, you get it. Like that she would all, she's like the Angelina Jolie basically of my area. And she just like to help like that. And so it was always honest work. Boom. Put everybody to work. Like, you're not gonna not make earn this money, like, so she, and that's what she would do. She was the sweetest lady. I need to go check up on her. I don't know what she's doing. I never drink after the clown though, but still, it was the first time I think I was working on one of the houses that she had, and still on Canal Street, and it's a little fourplex, and I think I slept over just so I can wake up and work on it in the morning. And I think one of the sisters came there, the older sister, she came there, and she was all right. I don't think I cared for it, but after, you know, I got pussy for the first time, I was like, well, if it's coming like this, I might as well take an opportunity to try another one. So I did, and I was like, okay, this is all right. This is different. And then from then, she told her sister, and like my next door neighbor, she has a pool, and ever since she told her sister, like, it's just been, it was strange for me because I was all new to this. This is all new. So, like, thinking about it, thinking back on it now, trying to actually recall all of these thoughts, these memories, and it's like, what? Y'all, the plot was real, basically. And I remember the other sister, she was swimming, and I was like, well, I want to go swimming. Yeah, I think I went swimming first, and I didn't want nobody to swim with me. I just wanted to be swimming by myself, and the sister came, and I was like, ah, fuck, all right, now I got to deal with this shit. And so my fucking sister came over there and was like, yeah, so I heard that such and such said this and this and that and that. And I'm like, damn, bitch, this just happened. Wow, y'all talk like that? Well, sisters, cousins, I don't know what the fuck they were. They were related somehow. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, and what's up? And she was like, yeah, well, you know, I've always wanted to try that. I've never had this. I've never had that before. And I've always wanted to bring my, I was like, oh, yeah. And then so, and she was like, well, I wanted to do that with you. Well, I want to do that with you. And I was like, well, huh. This is like within the span of the month. This is like the third vagina that's just been thrown at me. And I'm like, alright, well, of course. Well, let's try a new one. And then this element, this is the first time I actually fucked in a pool. Which was awkward. It was very awkward. Because, I don't know what it was that happened. I thought it would be extra lubricated in the pool. I thought things would just be easy going and boom, slip right in, we all good. And apparently no, that's not how it works. You really gotta situate things and work, and there was no situating. Basically she just forced herself on and rode the tip, and I was like, this is a different feeling. This tip is sensitive. That's a sensitive, you gotta be careful of that tip right there. That tip is sensitive as shit. And she thought she was doing something, and I was like, nope, you about to lose it. And I don't know what you ain't about to reach no heights, because eventually I'm about to burst. And yeah, had to throw her off real quick, and then sploop, fucking came in the water. And that's the first time I noticed that whenever you come in water, it solidifies. It becomes this, like, solid, gooey shit. It's so weird. It's like squand. You take it out, and it's slimy. You put it in the water, and it's fucking gooey. It's weird. But, yeah, I was like, whoa. Whoops. And she was like, oh, I was feeling awesome. I was almost there. Where were you going? I don't know where you're supposed to be going. I don't think you know where you're supposed to be going. You don't know where you was at. You didn't even know that I wasn't even all the way in there. Like, it popped all the way in at the end, and then I was like, nope. 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 I can't have you being the first person that I ever, the third person that I ever have sex with getting pregnant, because, boom, we in the fucking pool unprotected. Yeah. Wild, though. Wow, I wasn't prepared for any of that. I'm glad I thought about it hard, too. I was like, man, what if a vagina sucked up my cum juices out of the chlorified water into her vagina and processed the baby, you know? That fucked me up for a minute. I had time to think about it. I was punished a lot. I had time to think about things. Then after a while, you know, nigga got really good at fucking. I used to remember my ex from high school. He used to always sneak off and go to my house and practice making babies, which was always a good time. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Do you remember when you bust your first cherry? You remember when you came in somebody for the first time? Or came in for the first time? Do you remember when somebody came in you for the first time? That's a fun memory to think of. That's so cool. It's like, oh yeah, I get to come inside. I don't have to pull out. Yeah. I don't know. Damn. I don't know who's... Oh. No, I do remember. Yeah. When you're actually trying to make a baby. Nigga was trying to make a baby for a minute. Yeah. Nigga, I was almost married. I don't know if y'all know that. I was almost married. Had a fiancé and everything. Whole fiancé before I started this comedy shit. Whole fiancé. Nigga, I had a whole fucking ovulation app. Just so I was like, oh, this is a good time to bust in you. All right, I've saved my loads. I haven't bust in a week. I haven't even touched my dick yet. Yes, we gonna make these babies. There's been some pretty babies, too. We had names for them and everything. But God had other plans. He was like, nah, nigga, you gotta teach your message a different way. You don't need these kids in your way to distract you, I guess. I'd be a good daddy, but, you know, distractions are distractions. I'm not really sure. I'm not calling kids distractions, but they are distractions. It's fucking terrible. More facts, more fun facts. I was also in a rap group. And since, you know, I enjoy sex so much, and was really good at it. Me, my brother, and my brother's friend, well, my friend as well, we were called the LED, the League of Extraordinary Dicksmen. And, yeah. Basically, you can tell what type of topics we covered. But we were nice, though. It was, I mean, we still, back in the day, when there was a MySpace, we had a MySpace that had our songs up there. And it was... We did some shit. We had anthems and all that, but it was, you know, you might not. I still have some CDs. Yeah, I'm a dicksman about to dick them down and shit like that. You know, it's just we had fun. We had fun. It was good times, and we're very creative. Very, very. Got lots of poon off of that shit too. That was something else. Ran through a whole family off of songs like that. Our entire family. But that's for another day. I'll save that for something else. But yeah. Yeah, crazy times. Used to rap, man. Used to take a lot of fucking ecstasy and take pictures. And then rap on the mic after that. And then go back to doing debauchery and defiling. Yeah. Good times. I'm disgusting. I am very disgusting, and I know this. When I can think back about it, I'm pretty disgusting. I enjoy it, though. I enjoy being... I'm disgusting in the sense of that, you know... Yeah, it's okay to try everything once. Try some things once. Depending on what you're trying. You know. But I'm not disgusting in a sense to where it's like, oh, is that shit? Should I put that in my face? No. No, we alright on that. Nah, I'm good on pink eye and shit. No, fecal matter. I'm not about to eat or drink anything. No. You okay. I don't need you to drink my piss neither. That's all right. I mean, I might piss on you, but if you want that. I'm not looking forward to any of that. I don't even care to get my dick sucked. But if you want to, sure, go at it. I'm not one that I ask for it. I'm good on that. But if it happens, I'll judge you like the rest of the Rolodex in my head. It's like I'll put you here in this category. Thank you. Appreciate that.
But, yeah, that's neither here nor there. This is just a segue. Ooh, do y'all remember the last time you... Can you remember the last time you pissed the bed? The last time. Now, I've been counting, and as I've been going up, 11, when I found out what cum was, 13, around 13, 14, is when I actually masturbated and came on myself in bed on the top bunk of a bunk bed, looking up at the popcorn ceiling with Casper and Bigfoot by my side. In 15, I lost my virginity to a chick whose boyfriend was on the phone, and I did not come. So at the age of 16, I pissed the bed for the last time ever in my life, and that was a wild moment. It was a wild moment because I can still remember that. There's this one little piss dream. There's one little... Everybody has a piss dream. Everybody has a piss dream, and everybody has one of those wet dreams where it's not piss, but you come on yourself. And I can remember most of my wet dreams. They are nice. Deep dicking. But piss dreams, fuck you, and I hate that you come around. Can't stand a piss dream. Piss dreams are the reason why... Whenever I do take a piss in the morning and I do feel that feeling of that warm sensation feeling like when you come on yourself or when you're about to come for the first time, you get that feeling kind of sort of when you're in a piss dream like, oh, this feels amazing. I pinch myself because I'm like, nah, if I can pinch myself and it don't hurt, then bitch, I'm dreaming. But if I pinch myself and it hurt, yeah, I do the pinch technique. Yeah, just because, like, this is going to be the last time ever as an adult that I will piss the bed. And, yeah, nah, it was a nice bathroom that I was in, though. I remember the dream. And it was a big bed. I had a queen-size bed. I think it was a Saturday morning or something like that. It was a morning, I think my parents were at drill or something. I don't know. I woke up. You know, before I woke up, I remember the dream. It was a nice tile bathroom. It was real sunny in there. And it was a house bathroom, but it was a urinal. And I was like, why is this? It's just so weird. And nothing dawned on me. I was just like, yeah, this is a good time. I want to get back to whatever party or whatever I was doing before I had to go piss. Usually I'm doing something fun. And the only reason I stopped doing the fun thing is because I'm going to go piss. But I want to go back to doing the fun thing. So I'm like, well, let me go take this piss real quick. But if I wake up, that's going to ruin the dream. And I'm not going to be able to go back to doing the fun thing that I want to be doing that I was doing in the dream. So, you know, I'm like, well, fuck that. Let me go take this piss real quick. Thinking that I am up and I can just automatically go piss. Sometimes I used to just wake up in the middle of the night and like pretend like I'm sleepwalking to the bathroom and just close my eyes because I knew my way around the house. And I'd close my eyes to the bathroom and just piss. I would miss the toilet 75% of the time. I would try though. I would just keep my eyes closed and then I would boom, see if I can hit for the water, not turn on any lights, and then go back to bed. Piss everywhere. But, you know, sometimes I would do that. And but this time now, everything felt right. Everything just felt right. And just, it didn't dawn on me because it's a fucking urinal. And it's not just a regular toilet. And who the fuck has a urinal in their house? I'm in a house. Who's that? Who got a urinal in their fucking house? And if you got a urinal, who has the goddamn urinal that goes all the way to the floor? Disgusting ass niggas. That's gross. No, you shouldn't have that type of urinal in your house. That's not even cool. This is real. It's real dumb. I don't even see urinals like that anymore. They probably got them, but just piss splattering back on you because you're pissing into a wall. This is the dumbest shit ever. That was so disgusting. And then just the urinals at all that went all the way to the floor. I'm glad people don't make those no more. The floor would always be so slippery. And if you ever slip and fall on a bathroom floor, just go home. Just go home after that. You shouldn't do anything else in wherever you might be. You should just fucking immediately go home. Or if you're in a Walmart and you buy new clothes there and change them. That shit is terrible. I'm sorry. And you better hope you had a water park the first time you do it. But apparently, in this dream, I'm in a very fancy bathroom, pissing into a goddamn urinal. And it's a lot of piss. It's never a little piss. When you have a piss dream, it is never a little piss. Because your bladder is full as you're sleeping. Your bladder is full. And I chanced it. I didn't even wake up. I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, usually I'm good at catching it. Sometimes I'm good at catching myself before I come on myself in a wet dream. I never stopped it. But I've always almost tried to catch myself before I came on myself in a wet dream. That's wild. And you feel when that's coming. Because it's almost like you're feeling like you're pissing on yourself. But you're not. It's come. But when you're in the bathroom in a piss dream, you're definitely about to piss yourself. You're definitely about to piss your bed. And I definitely did not wake up. And, like, it wasn't, like, a little bit of piss. It wasn't just like, oh, that's a good amount of piss. Like, it was like I drank for 2 days. And then I rode in a van all the way to somewhere far and didn't stop for a bathroom break. And I just let that loose. It was just all over. It was so much piss. I didn't even stop. I was like, nah, we're going with it. I pissed entirely. Usually you can stop it. And this is the last time I pissed entirely. At the age of 16, I pissed the entire bed. My bladder emptied, my full bladder. And I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I just did that. Like, I felt real guilty afterwards because I knew what was going on, but my body didn't react to what I needed to do. It's so weird. Like, I was like, I should get up. I need to get up, but my brain and my body were doing two different things. It was, strange moments. There's some things that I would love to remember or at least like to go back and see what actually happened. There's things that I've missed. I think these are some of the things that give me anxiety. If I have anxiety. I don't know. I've been rambling. This has been interesting, though. This is just some of the things that I think about. Like, this is what made me think about this shit today. It's like, huh, when did this happen? And what was I doing? And where was I when it all happened? Wild. Wild how you learn about your body and how you learn about things. My dad, he would tell me if I'd asked him. But I never asked him. I'm like, nah, fuck that. That's weird. I remember I slid down a pole one time. And my fucking nutsack caught a goddamn loose hinge. And it fucking pinched the shit out of it. And I think that's the first time I had to show my dad my ball sack. And I was like, yo, I don't know what's going on down here, but I think I'm bleeding and I might need to go to the hospital. He was like, let me see. And I was like, nigga, what? Oh, man. Can we just go? He's like, let me see. And I had to show him my balls. He was like, nah, boy, you're fine. Go sit down. Go either that or go finish playing. I was like, oh, okay. I guess I'm fine. Yeah, he was one of those that would never take us to the doctor. He would, but that would be one of the things he would say. If you hurt yourself, I'm not taking you to the doctor. You better go sleep that shit off. He wouldn't say shit, but he'd be like, you better keep playing. Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I refuse Yeah, I know as an older black man now, I probably should head to the doctor and the dentist more often. Prevent dumb shit from happening to your body. You're getting older. Your body will break down. This meat body does break down as you get older. Don't worry. It's all coming. These shoulders is terrible. But, I'm out of debt. I'm out of debt. And again, I am comfortable right now. And it feels good. It feels a lot better than where I was before. Like, you can definitely listen back, man. Dream chasing has gotten me places. And I like where it's going. So do listen up and enjoy these words. From time to time, when I do have time to say, when I do have time to say things, and when it is something intellectual that I can talk about, probably never. I probably won't get that serious on certain topics. It's not like I come up with topics. I just be talking. Y'all know me. Y'all probably don't, but some people do. You can get it. I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mild to medium toast on the crust. And do keep the ends. And do keep the ends. Yeah. But, I get my flipper tooth coming in. So I ain't gonna be snaggled, but I do have a tooth missing now. Mark that down in your calendars. Mark that down in history. For my life, the age of 35. The age of 30, I lost hearing in one side, in one ear. For at least 2 weeks. At the age of 35, I lost my front tooth. My front bottom right, bottom bicuspid, but whatever, front cuspid, who cares? You can look it up. But due to unforeseen bullshit that's happening, really help a motherfucker out. It's so wild how the universe works, man. It's so crazy. I meant to do something. I meant to be here to be known. Like, everybody has a purpose. And I can feel my purpose coming on. It's so weird. I don't know. It might just be me. I am a weird ass nigga. I don't know about y'all, but I understand that I was strange since I was young. Feels like a Superman power. At the age of 35, Kyle, why are you just getting your powers now? Shut up. Let me fucking live. Yeah, you know. It'd be nice for my superpowers to have adapted at this age. I always thought that. If I thought about it real hard, I could chuck and grow a little bit. That would be awesome. Like the Apache Chief. But no. No, it doesn't happen. I thought that if I stretch hard enough, or maybe stretch my body, that I'd be able to grow. But that's not how it works. That's not how it works. I even went down a rabbit hole to figure out what type of hormones I could probably take to grow taller. And it brought me all the way to HGH. And I got close to taking it. I even went all the way into the GMC to take it. Just because I thought it would make me grow taller. But it's basically just a steroid that would have shrunk my balls even smaller. And I didn't know that at the time, but I didn't buy it. I think it was expensive. And I was like, I got to do what and what with when? Oh, no, that's too much to do. I ain't going to be able to work out this much. And so I was like, fuck it. So I didn't take it. But boy, that would have been a life-changing decision if I had started taking HGH. Yeah. I was very close to buying a bottle of HGH over the counter at a GMC. I don't even know if they sell it like that anymore. But it was a whole bottle of it, a whole bunch of pills, a whole bunch of HGH pills. Human growth hormone. You know, it got to the point to where I thought that that's what would make me grow taller. Like, I need to. I'm good. I'm just saying. would be nice. I've always thought of bone lengthening, the extensions of your bones, where they break your bone and they put pins in it to stretch it out. They do that for midgets. Not knowing if anybody knew that or not. I don't know if that's still a thing. It might be, but you know, you wouldn't want to bone lengthen your legs and not do your arms as well, because your arms gonna still be small if you just do your legs. So most people do the whole process, but it is painful. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you break your bones and then stretch it out, your bones are gonna do what your bones do, and they're gonna create, they're gonna calcify, and they'll stretch and just harden back. Oh, just imagine that, you know. Oh man. And you'll have pins and stuff in you until all that shit heals, and I don't know how long it takes for it to heal. But you'll be taller and your arms will be longer if you get both of them done. But the pain that you'll be in is immense, and I don't see the purpose of it. It's just like, fuck it. Your dick's still going to be the same size. It's not like you're going to have anything. Nothing else is going to change besides your bones broke to be extended. It's wild, isn't it? But that's what we do in these days. There's also a penis pump for people whose dicks go out. When your dick stop working anymore, there's this little rod that they can extend inside their penis that can be pumped up from a little pump valve inside their, like, under their ball sack. And they pump it up to whatever length they desire and close off that valve and go to town. And then let that valve out, and then boom, right back to non-working dick again. Ain't that wild? That's something else. That is something else. Man, technology really, it tries to cover the board for anything that you might need assistance with. I don't know. Don't alter what God didn't give you. I don't know. I tried to sound real scientific or real philosophical just now, but I fumbled and it didn't work. So, you know, shit, I try from time to time. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just glad that people listen. But I do be spitting some facts from time to time. And now I'm just rambling on, because from time to time, I don't have shit to say. From time to time. And it is weird, because I'm supposed to be going to bed, because I did tell y'all from time to time that I do have a job in the morning now. And from time to time, I have been early as the fuck. But I enjoy it. I do enjoy it. I've been working my ass off, and I've been going pretty quick. I've been going, excuse me, my normal pace. But the niggas that have been working, they don't go the pace that I go. So they have been getting looked at and like, motherfuckers, what are y'all doing? And they've been firing niggas. I'm not saying it's because of me, but since I've gotten there, motherfuckers that have been slacking are gone now. Yeah. I just get there and I just want to put my hours in. And we gonna be working 4 10s and 2 8s. No. And let me do me. Get my podcast going. I do enjoy my podcast. I do enjoy the love people that give me. Thank y'all. Thank everybody. Shout outs to all the people that have been on. Shout outs to the people that you will hear in the future. Shout outs to people that are coming on. I got an array of things that I'm thinking about and that I want to do. Man, go check out my moments. Moments on Maniacal Menace Comedy on YouTube. I really don't care. What's happening? Where we at? There we go. Hello. Okay. I really don't care to just social media for me. I understand it's valuable to use. It's a very helpful asset. But
I don't know. I fucking hate to do it. I hate being all alone. I've always hated it. I've been against it ever since. Like, that's why I definitely don't tweet. I had Twitter for 2 weeks, and I was like, nah, I can't do this. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. I don't care that you just had a bologna sandwich. Like, why do you feel the need to tell people that? Why do you feel the need to text that right now? Who do you think gives a fuck about you right now? And you want the world to give a fuck about you, and that's understandable. I get that, but I don't care. I don't care for it. It makes me feel weird most of the time when I do it. I do appreciate likes and shit like that, but that's the whole, the narcissism of it. Like, that's what you want. You want somebody to be like, hey, look what I did. Look what I'm doing. Look, isn't this amazing? You're not doing this. This is what I'm doing. And, you know, I get it. Promote. This is how you promote. But this is also the next form of television now. People don't watch TV no more. All they do is this. You see most things on YouTube and shit like that. I prefer seeing me motherfuckers in person. But how you gonna meet people in person, especially nowadays when everybody's, boom, cooped up, quarantined and shit? You gotta be careful. We gotta be careful. It's put a strain on how things should actually be operating. Now it's a difference. Now it's like, luckily we do have this internet. And luckily we do have this access to communicate to other people like this. But I'm an energy guy, man. I gotta feel the love. I gotta feel the warmth and the energy from the when in due time. In due time. All right. I think I've said enough. I'm on maniacalmenace.com. Maniacal Menace on Instagram. You can check Maniacal Menace on Facebook. That'll probably take you to Kyle Smith on Facebook. I have shirts if y'all'd like to buy a Young Funny Florida Leaf t-shirt or John Rowe Forever Rowe t-shirt. Let me know. Email me maniacalmenace26@gmail.com if you have anything that you'd like to say, tell. However, thank you for listening. Please do support. I love you all. And till next time, Jokers. Till next time, Jokers.